Dear colleagues, the report under discussion touches on the general problem of the asylum and refugee crisis in Europe, taking as a point of departure the specific situation of Central and Eastern Europe. It is the first attempt to present such a comprehensive approach. Let me mention the work done in recent years by the Parliamentary Assembly and its Committee on Migration, Refugees and Demography in this field. The committee has organised three hearings on refugees in Central and Eastern Europe, in Helsinki, Budapest and Warsaw. In 1994, in Bucharest, the Subcommittee on Refugees organised the meeting on legislation relating to refugees. The report was also sent for comment to the appropriate authorities of the countries concerned. I would like to express my gratitude to all those who replied, and to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the International Organization for Migration. The papers refer primarily to the situation in Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania and Hungary. The situation has radically changed since the democratic transformations of 1989. Having previously been a source of refugees fleeing the old regimes, the countries quickly became transit countries for refugees heading west. Nevertheless, these countries are not a homogeneous entity, as each has its own specific features. While Central Europe, because of its economic development, might well become the final destination of an increasing number of refugees, some Eastern European countries are still major sources of immigrants, both in Central and Western Europe. It has been no easy task to identify a genuine trend in the situation of refugees and asylum seekers in the countries of the area of interest, owing to a lack of reliable data and also to the differences between the countries in question. However, you will find little of this in the report. The number of asylum seekers in Central and Eastern Europe is undoubtedly lower than in Western Europe. As for the origin of the asylum seekers, the situation varies considerably from one country to another. Because of the less favourable economic and social conditions in these areas, the benefits granted to refugees at best correspond to the general standard of living in the countries under discussion, which, on the whole, is still below that of Western countries. Certain member states of the Council of Europe have not yet acceded to the 1951 Geneva Convention on the Status of Refugees and its 1967 Protocol. I consider that no state calling itself genuinely democratic can refuse to face up to its responsibilities in terms of protecting persecuted people. The legislation on refugees differs considerably from one Central or East European country to another. For instance, several countries have not brought their legislation and administrative practice into line with the Geneva Convention. It is therefore crucial that the status and rights of refugees be stipulated and recognised in law. Furthermore, whereas the absence of laws is a major obstacle, the quality of existing texts often leaves something to be desired. The creation of efficient refugee protection systems in Central and Eastern Europe requires a joint effort on a pan-European scale. In practical terms, we must provide financial and technical assistance to these countries so that they can tailor their legal and administrative structures to the reception of asylum seekers, the processing of requests and the integration of refugees. Your rapporteur considers that we need a permanent forum in which European countries can hold consultations, put their points of view, and gradually harmonise their policies. The Council of Europe could take on this role, particularly in view of the decision to transfer the work of the Vienna Group to it.